Well, God bless everyone here, because I can see your smiles, I can see your hearts, and God appreciates your presence here. He doesn't take roll call, but you know what? He knows you're here, and he knows that you want to be here. And so thank you for coming, and I trust that tonight's sharing will bless you. The title of tonight's sharing is Peace from Above. Peace from Above. So I want to start off by playing a song for you guys, and I trust this song will cause us to refocus our vision. So please enjoy this song.
Father, light, draw me closer. Lord, my heart is set on you. Let me run the race of time with your life holding up, and let the peace of God let it rain. Oh, Holy Spirit, Lord, my comfort. Strengthen me, hold my head up high, and I stand upon your truth, bringing glory unto you, and let the peace of God let it rest. Oh, Lord, I hunger for more. Rise up within me, let me know your truth. Oh, Holy Spirit, saturate my soul, and let the life of God fill me now. Let your healing come, breathe life and make me whole. Let the peace of God let it rain. Oh, Holy Spirit, Lord, my comfort.
Strengthen me.
Strengthen me. Hold my head up high.
And
stand upon your feet.
Bringing glory
unto you, and let the peace of God let it rain.
Oh, Lord, I hunger.
Oh, Lord, I hunger.
Oh,
Lord, I hunger.
Let
me know your truth. Oh, Holy Spirit, let me know
Peace to reign. I mean, figuratively and literally, just rain on us. You know, the world takes away our peace from time to time, and we've all been there, right? But, you know, where do we go for true peace? From above. From above. And so I was getting ready to say go to John 14:27, but it's our theme verse here. So if you can read the screen here, that's good. If not, open your Bibles up to John chapter 14 and in verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. The world gives you peace when you're doing what they want. The world gives you peace with conditions. The world gives you peace when you do everything right according to what they want. But God says, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If your hearts, including mine, are troubled and we're afraid, do you have peace? No, you don't. You don't. So God specifically says, don't be troubled or be afraid. Instead, enjoy his peace. And if you forget what that's all about, all you got to do is open up his word. All you got to do is close your eyes and speak in tongues. All you got to do is say that I'm above this stuff, that the world wants me to be fearful. When our day is over, we look forward to sleep and rest, don't we? I know I do. But maybe we've had a sleepless night because of something that causes us and our minds not to be at rest. There's been situations, well, because I'm still working at work, that have caused me to fall asleep a little bit later than I normally do. But you know what I do? I speak in tongues. I give it to the Father because it's something that's already happened. And why am I going to keep on rolling that thing over and over and over in my mind? Instead, I speak in tongues and know that my God says, let my peace reign on you. So we don't have to stay awake tossing and turning because of that. Remember this, we truly have the peace from above. So why not focus on a verse of Scripture that blesses you? There's many verses in the Bible. So pick out a verse or two that when you're not at peace, think on those. If you have to and you can't remember them, go to God's Word, open the book, and read that. Let that push out the other stuff that's in your mind or in your heart that's causing you this unrest. Pick out that verse of Scripture that will bring you assurance and comfort. So, with that being said, how about we go to Psalms 4:8, please? There's a wealth of peaceful verses that you can read and be blessed with. And in Psalms 4:8, it simply says this, I will both lay me down in what? Peace. And what? Sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. When you're safe, you've got peace. You feel that you're at a place that causes you to relax and be peaceful. I see that we have a choice between two minds, okay? We have a choice here between two minds. The carnal mind or a spiritual mind. The choice is ours. The choice is ours. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For they that are after the what? Thank you. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Do you think God's going to have a bunch of bad stuff in the Spirit for us to pursue? Obviously not. The Spirit is the Comforter that Jesus Christ said in days gone by that will come after he's ascended. And why would God use that word to call that Spirit that we have comfort? It's comfort because it brings peace to our hearts. It brings rest to our souls. It gets rid of all the other junk the world wants you to remember and hang on to. But we have the Comforter. Did I read verse 6?
No.
I didn't, right? Okay. Technical difficulty here, bear with me. Okay. Romans 8, and let's look at verse 6. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. There's no mincing of words there. Okay? But to be spiritually minded is what? And peace. There you see it again, peace. God puts that there for a reason. He puts that there for a reason so that we can be comforted in our hearts, knowing that that's what we get when we seek him, when we go to his word, is peace. Because there's a lot of things we have to do every day in our lives, no matter if you're at work, at home, the store, whatever it is. And there's going to be things that are going to try and take away that peace. But God says, no. You seek me, and I will give you peace. I've given you my only begotten Son, the Comforter. After all, who is the author of confusion? The devil. And what does confusion mean? Get you all mixed up. Sidetrack you from focusing on the Father and the peace that we're looking at tonight. That's what he wants to do. And who is the author of peace? God, our Abba Father. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:33, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 33. For God is not the author of, we just saw it, confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Well, we are saints, and we're included in that. We need to keep or guard our hearts and stay our minds on Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ opened many, many doors for us, not just for peace, but to be able to minister to people, healing, ease their hearts when they're troubled, not with something that sounds good, but with God's word, what God has told them to share with you at that particular time. Because there's going to be a day and time where you're going to need peace because something is taking it away momentarily. And there's nothing wrong with a brother or sister in Christ ministering that peace to you or God directly putting something on your heart saying, hey, remember this? You're right, Father. Why am I letting myself be taken down? No. So we just keep our minds on Jesus Christ. Now what I want to do is read a familiar story about a peaceful vision. So if you'll give me a second, I'm going to go there right now and read this wonderful story. Okay. There once lived a very wealthy man who was willing to pay a small fortune to the artist who could best illustrate the presence of peace. Several artists brought paintings of sunsets and quiet meadows, but the man did not accept any of these. Huh. One day, as he was walking through, looking at the most recent attempts, two paintings captured his attention. One was a painting of a beautiful, calm lake surrounded by lush, green mountains. The water seemed to be as still as glass, and the wispy white clouds danced in the bright blue sky. That sounds like something that's very peaceful to me. Next to this painting was another, with vast differences. It was also a picture of a lake surrounded by mountains, but the strong winds had whipped the lake into a tempest, and the dark clouds hovered above the rugged mountains landscape, ready to release a downpour of torrential rains. The audience standing about watched with anticipation to see which one of these that the man might choose to depict the story of peace. All were shocked when he did not choose the first, but instead chose the second. How could he choose such a stormy scene and tell a story of peace? The rich man explained, "The first painting was beautiful and peaceful, but it didn't tell the truth of where peace can be found. Anyone could feel peaceful upon a crystal clear lake with white clouds drifting across the sky and barely a breeze blowing across the water." Then he pointed out something in the second painting which everyone else had overlooked. If you peered closely into the mountains of the second, there was a waterfall, and tucked into the crevice of the mountain near the waterfall was a small nest on which a mother bird sat upon a tiny blue eggs. The man spoke, "The second painting is a picture of true perfect peace, because it is within the storms of life we find real peace, tucked into the side of God, knowing his presence will guard and protect us, even in the midst of this world's storms." So, whatever is trying to cause your water to shake and your skies to get dark, we look through all that and we look at God and Jesus Christ and his word. Nothing can ever take that away from you and I. Nothing. Not bad weather, not hot, whatever it is. We look into the crevice of the Bible and the pages there and seek that peace. And God has it in there to show you. And it's real. It's real. It's not Reader's Digest. It's the Word of God. So, whenever we find ourselves in those situations, we have to refocus our mind, like the song said, on the peace from above. Jesus Christ did so much for us to have that peace. If it wasn't for him, maybe it's a different story. But because he did what he did, God knew that the end result would be peace in our hearts. So let me close with this verse of Scripture. And for this, please go to Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 7. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." It's not just our hearts, but our minds. Because we take in things through our physical ears into our brain, and from our brain into your heart. Which way is that taking you? Which road are you going down? If it's not good, then it's not going to be peaceful. So, God guards our hearts through Jesus Christ. He paid the ultimate price so that we never have to have an empty answer. God gives us that through him and what he's done for us in our lives. And so, I just wanted to share this short and sweet message tonight with you, and that is peace from above. So that starting right now that you haven't, you can draw on that as you lay your head down to sleep tonight and as you awake tomorrow. The world's ready with their junk, but we're above the world. Why? Because we're not of the world. We're just passing through. So, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for giving us the peace, the real peace, Father, that this world could never give us. And I just thank you for each heart here being comforted, looking at just a few of your verses that talk about the peace. And Father, you leave that peace with us. And so we grab onto it, Father, and let it just cover any disruptions or confusions that we know who wants to take over. So I just pray that we can have peace in our individual lives and share that with others around us, Father, because we want to be able to breathe in nice, smooth, and peaceful breath. And so I just thank you again for everyone's heart here and for giving us the opportunity to share that peace with others, all in Jesus Christ's name. And they all said,
Amen. Amen.